Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Hey friend, good morning or afternoon, depending on when you're tuning in today. Regardless, I am so thrilled that you're here. And you know, recently when guesting on other podcasts, I've been asked a lot what life on purpose means and what is a practical approach to pursuing it. So I thought this week I would share with you the key that really opened the door for me to living life on purpose. And that is simply being intentional. You know, the definition of intentional living means to live on purpose or to live deliberately with an aim or a plan. And living with intention based on your core beliefs also has many health benefits. As a Christian, it's about taking a stand for your beliefs and pursuing a life that honors them. That looks like taking ownership of your life rather than coasting on autopilot. It requires you to let go of the belief that you're a victim and that life is a sum of just your circumstances. And for me personally, being intentional is the thing that keeps me focused and grounded. It makes me pause before speaking, acting, and reacting. And it allows space for an other-centeredness attitude because I'm constantly thinking about how my words, acts, and reactions might affect someone beyond just myself. Being intentional means making deliberate choices to reflect what is most important to me. To me, that's my faith, my family, my friends, as well as people that I don't know. I'm not sure who the original author is, but one of my favorite definitions of intention that I've read is intentional living is like co-authoring your life with the creator of the universe to make your highest contribution to yourself and the world. And, you know, becoming intentional has really helped me maintain a positive mindset. It's helped me reach my goals, experience more clarity, and really be more present. It's also increased my focus and commitment, bringing more purpose and meaning into my life. Intentionality requires deliberate action, like I said, and has brought a new level of peace that I never really had before because it required me to purposely pursue the life God called me to live. And just as God is intentional, He calls us to be the same. And likewise, God has a plan for your life and He wants you to be intentional about it. He didn't create the world on accident and He didn't make us at random. So how can you be intentional in your life on purpose? We start by keeping in step with God's Spirit. We follow Him closely and go where He chooses to lead us. If I let the Spirit lead me, my life will have purpose and meaning, which it has. While I have limited perspectives, God has infinite perspective. He knows what is best for me and you. So here are a few ways that I wanted to share with you today that you can start. While living intentional, again, is a simple concept, remember that it can be challenging. There will, however, be days when you rise above your circumstances, your thoughts, your feelings, and you do your daily tasks because you are, in fact, strong. But then there will be days that you don't, and that's okay. That's expected. Life is filled with ups and downs, and our hearts need to be constantly renewed and transformed to be like Christ. Everything is a process, a journey, so give yourself grace and be encouraged to know that being intentional will create a brand new perspective and mindset shift that will help reduce your anxiety because a thoughtful approach is applied to every interaction. So here's the first step. Know God and how He works. It sounds almost too simple, but you know, that's really the first step in living with purpose and with intention. I always say when we know, we grow. So read your Bibles. We can't act Christ-like if we don't know who Christ is. So start developing your own personal relationship with him by reading his word, connecting with godly people, and devoting the time to do both. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So adding prayer time and meditation to your daily ritual will eventually become a desired habit. So I encourage you to start there. Another step towards living with intention is to set your goals, set your intentions. Ask yourself, what do you want to achieve? How are you going to contribute to this world? Life on earth is short, so how are you going to make the most of it as it aligns with your faith? So when you're doing the second step, examine these areas of your life, your spiritual life, your physical health, your mental well-being, maybe your work or life purpose, your environment or your surroundings, your self-care, your marriage, your friends, your family, finances, or personal growth. Pick three things out of the list above on what you want to improve, and then make a commitment to do so. Avoid using words like more, better, or different when setting your goals, and instead try and think of some approaches that you may never have even considered before. An example of this practice might be, you know, God calls me to honor my body. That's in 1 Corinthians. So your commitment or goal to achieving that might look like, I'm committed to being strong and healthy so that I can have energy at the end of the day to give my best to my family. Another example might be in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, God calls me to godliness with contentment. So maybe my commitment to that goal would be, I'm committed to living abundantly with less. So how can I spend more time with the people I love and less time managing the things that I have? And the third and final step to start practically living with intention would be to align your daily actions and write down your thoughts. If your goal is to be strong and healthy, you'd want to begin by putting into action steps like making more nutritious choices or being intentional about walking, running, or some sort of other physical activity every day that would help you fulfill your goal. Aligning your actions to your commitments and goals is what helps begin to think on purpose. Our thoughts are powerful. They produce feelings, and your feelings create your actions, and your actions are what create your results. That's why I'm a big advocate of writing things down, because I need to see the things in front of me sometimes. I have a lot of thoughts ruminating in my head, and so it's important that I get them down on paper so I can make a clear assessment of what they are. So by writing down my thoughts, it gives me the opportunity to become aware of my emotions. It allows me to take charge of them before they take charge of me. And the process gives me the space to observe and decide what needs to stay and what needs to go. Doing this has helped me in multiple areas of my life, so I highly encourage you to do the same. And when I began making the time to be intentional, my life changed for the better. Living on purpose became second nature. And although I will always have room to grow, it didn't take long before I noticed that it was helping me become a better communicator, feel less insecure, feel more peaceful, and it has given me a greater awareness also of the people and things around me. So I hope that you feel inspired and encouraged by today's episode to know that we all have the key to living on purpose, the key to living with intention. Intention is a gift, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. So the question isn't if you have it, it's how you will use it. Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.